So now let's have a look at some arguments against acquisition and mergers, or disadvantages. An obvious one would be a culture clash, wouldn't it? Merging companies, they often have different corporate cultures, leading to conflicts and challenges. It could be that you overestimate synergies, you know, so you think you're going to get them, they may not materialise as planned, leading to disappointing financial performance. There could be high costs involved in mergers and acquisitions, involving high legal, advisory and integration costs. Employee morale and job losses could result because of this. There's integration challenges, we said about cultures, but also about systems and processes that can be time consuming. There may be regulatory hurdles as well, because often these transactions face regulatory scrutiny and antitrust issues, which could potentially delay or block the deal. And finally, there's actually potential for diseconomies of scale. So instead of achieving economies of scale, larger merged entities may face inefficiencies and higher per unit costs. An example of that would be a company becoming too large to manage effectively, therefore you need to bring in more bureaucracy and slow down decision making.